Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The mass flooding from Tuesday's destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine has drowned cities and brought new threats, Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda reports.
The scale of devastation across large parts of the region has brought fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. It's now threatening a new wave of homelessness, disease, toxic chemical contamination, and even warnings of floating landmines in this ecological disaster. Russian state media are reporting that although the water levels may have peaked, the floods are expected to remain for up to 10 days. The long-term damage is another matter.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed shock at what he said was the failure of the United Nations and the Red Cross to help after the destruction of the massive dam, and his prime minister called for aid from the international agencies. Although the catastrophe happened many hours ago, quote, they aren't here, Zelensky told German newspapers and also Politico. Quote, we had no response. I am shocked. Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal urged international humanitarian organizations to provide urgent assistance. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba also said Wednesday talks about resolving the conflict between his country and Russia could not start with a mere cessation of hostilities.
Because those who think that the urgent task is to freeze the conflict and then to see how to fix it afterwards, they are wrong. They don't understand the logic of this war.
Find more on